President Obama today proposed a plan that would provide tuition assistance to community college students. All students who are enrolled at least part-time and who maintain at least a 2.5 GPA would qualify. The White House hasn't released many details. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox, a former community college president, calls it the wrong approach for the federal government to take. But the idea has support from Central Piedmont Community College president Tony Zeiss, and he joins us now. President Zeiss, thanks for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
First of all, what's your reaction to what the president has announced so far?
Well, frankly, I like it so far. Now, we're all eager to see the details, but for a long time, we know that we have what we call the working poor. These are people that are working, but they still don't have enough money to go to college, even a community college, which is relatively inexpensive. And so anything that will help them, it will end up helping our entire country, because more people will be trained and will help get rid of this skills gap that everyone talks about.
The plan is modeled on Tennessee's, they call it the Tennessee Promise. They saw twice as many people sign up for that this year than they had expected. Do you think that could pose a problem here in North Carolina and at CPCC?
Oh, well, yes, because we're already at capacity. Fortunately, the county voters did vote in $290 million of construction over the next 7 years for the college. So we're going to get a run at it. But if they were all to sign up next year, we would have a problem.
Could eventually the additional tuition dollars go to help grow?
Well, in 49 states, yes, but not in North Carolina. We're the only state that does not allow the community colleges to keep its own tuition. The money goes into a pool in Raleigh, and then it gets distributed. So we basically we get about $38 million a year in tuition, and we do get some of it back, probably around $25 million, something like that. But it's not discretionary. I mean, we can't spend it on whatever we want. We spend it on operations, so we couldn't build a building with it, for instance.
Now, the president's plan, as far as I can tell, would cover three-quarters of tuition expenses, and then the other quarter would need to come from the state. Do you think that that's something that we could see happen in North Carolina?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember when Dennis Wicker ran for governor, he proposed that the state pay, like Tennessee, that the state give free tuition to recent high school graduates back. That would have been, 12 years ago.
But Dennis Wicker was a Democrat, and state government's currently controlled by Republicans in North Carolina. So do you think that creates a different dynamic?
Oh, it could. However, Republicans are also very pro-business, and employers are desperate to get skilled workers in technical fields in particular, and in healthcare and in IT. Almost anything dealing with security or law enforcement or first responder. So the state could get creative and sort of tie it to the STEM jobs or to the programs that we know lead to jobs.
And you're optimistic that the current Republican legislature and governor would go for something like that?
No, I couldn't go that far because I haven't seen the details. But I do think that they could be persuaded because why would you turn down three-quarters of the college for your recent high school graduates across the state? I mean, they'd be leaving a lot of cash in Washington, D.C. that could come to North Carolina.
Well, it's not an exact parallel, but you could point out the Medicaid expansion that the state is just now entertaining the possibility of doing, and that federal money's been on the table for more than a year.
Yeah. Of course, I wasn't involved in that decision, but it does it makes you scratch your head a little bit.
Does that worry you? The state leaving federal money on the table, does it worry you for the implications to the community college plan if it were to go through?
Well, if this were to go through and we didn't take advantage of it, I would think we'd be foolish. Our state funding at our college has gone from 2006 to today. In 2006, it was 69% of our operating budget came from the state, and today 40%. And we hear that the legislature is going to have to cut us another 2% this next year. So something has to give. So I think it would be a step in the right direction.
Tony Zeiss is president of Central Piedmont Community College based in Charlotte. President Zeiss, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you.